Oh my
what
god.
What genre will you follow now?
Plan 9. It's been absolutely impossible to work through these Earth creatures. Their soul is too controlled.
Plan 9. Have you attempted any of this plan as yet?
Yes, Excellency.
It's time to put away your dice, turn off your TV, sit back and relax, because Plan 9 from cyberspace is being executed
right now.
Bitches!
Yeah.
I'm channeling Robert!
Feel it?
Bitches!
It's fun, isn't it?
You guys sound like you're in a great mood tonight.
I'm alright.
All right, I think I'm going to let you take over.
Welcome to Plan 9, the podcast. We're not for radio.
Oh, I'll do this part and then I'm letting you guys run free and wild. Hello, welcome to episode 98.
98. Oh my.
98 of Plan 9 from cyberspace. I am your absolutely exhausted host, Lord Dward, also known as Ed, and joining me tonight are Becky.
Hello.
Elisa.
Hello.
And Robert.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. So, this is our third week of Mockumentary Month. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going pretty well so far.
Mm-hmm.
We screwed up and saved the best for last. Mm-hmm. Next week will be Behind the Mask, mm-hmm. which will be a unique experience.
Oh shit, I forgot to watch Spinal Tap. It was Spinal Tap this week?
Yeah, it was Spinal Tap.
I've seen it enough times I can talk about it.
Yeah, I'm so tired I forgot what I was going to say already.
Alright.
So, today's Father's Day, so we want to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
And the father figures.
And father figures, absolutely, that's just fine with me. Robert, how did your Father's Day go?
Pretty good. I wanted to take the kids to Toy Story 3 this weekend, but I'll have to do it next weekend. But other than that, not so bad.
I want to pop my 3D cherry with that one.
That sounds way cooler than what it's going to be.
Yeah, you just made a Disney movie sound dirty.
Hey!
Yeah?
Well, Bambi is a stripper name, so...
Yeah, well, not before the movie.
Yeah, they named Bambi after a stripper.
I kind of doubt it. You never know. What thinks kids up stripper? That's right. So, I think we can move on. The awkward silence was neat.
Right.
There.
I was going to say, I didn't know if you were going somewhere with that or not.
Sorry, I was trailing off. I was kind of filling the dead air, and then you didn't do nothing. So,
not a problem. I'm going to move this along.
Neat.
So, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you what happened for my Father's Day. And it started off all right. I went out to get in my truck. And lo and behold, in the wee hours of the early morning, the kids had come down and decorated the damn truck.
Did they remove your left left taillight?
No.
It's hilarious when people do that.
All parts were intact, but they got one of those markers where you can write on the windshield.
Uh-huh.
And they wrote, Happy Father's Day on the windshield. Host of the Plan 9 podcast on one of the windows. Zombies on another window. And then the big back window said, lovingly done by your children, or by his children, something like that.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, I was stunned. I was like, who the fuck fucked with my truck? Okay.
My kids, I'll slap them later.
So they vandalized you for Father's Day. That's an interesting way to go.
It gets better.
Really?
You know, the first part of it was at my parents' house where we celebrated it with my dad. And then I had to meet them over at their place at 3. So I go over there, and they present me with this really nice photograph. For Mother's Day, they took a picture of themselves for their mom, and it was really nice. So when they asked me what I wanted, I said, you know, basically the same thing. I don't have a good picture of all three of you as, you know, modern picture. Up to date, that's a better idea.
Yeah. Yes, current.
So they not only went out and took a current photo that I actually love because they took it during the storm, so it looks kind of dark. I mean, not...
eerie dark.
Yes, an eerie darkness. And the wind is really blowing, so one of my daughters, her hair is just going in the wind. It looks dramatic. It's really cool. And then they went out and bought a frame and painted different things on the frame. I've got a farmhouse being surrounded by zombies. A zombie on by itself, and they wrote the word brains on there and painted a couple brains. And there's a bloody handprint on the glass, but not where it blocks anything important to see.
Your kids love you.
That's what I thought.
Yep, they do.
Then they decided they wanted to take me to Turkey Run.
What's that? Which, for people who don't know what that is.
Yes, what is that?
Turkey Run is a... Go ahead, Becky.
It's a state park. Uh-huh. With trails and hills and... Does it still have the suspension bridge?
Yes.
Oh, God, I hated that
thing. Oh, wow. Oh, neat.
It is an absolutely gorgeous place to go and hike. Mm-hmm. It's not just... trees and grass and stuff. The water, a river has, or a waterway has run through this, and it's like a mini Grand Canyon.
Huh.
I mean, nowhere near on that scale, but small, but it's just absolutely gorgeous to walk through.
Was it real muddy?
It was a little muddy. It was extremely muggy.
Oh, I didn't think about that, yeah.
And I'm old. I just found that out today. Because I am so freaking sore.
Oh.
Yep. And they were laughing. They're saying, hey, old man, your legs are shaking as you're coming down the ladder.
Oh, God.
There are wooden ladders. You have to go up and down as you go through these trails. I mean...
They have the trails rated, too, right? So, you know, whether it's going to be a difficult or...
They picked the most rugged one.
Well, yeah. They're kids.
So, I am a whipped puppy. I will sleep very well tonight.
That was very nice of them.
Yes, it was. I absolutely love the picture. And I snapped a picture of some of the vandalism on my truck, and we'll use that for the picture for this week's podcast. So, how about you ladies? Did you have anything special this past week? Other than heat, rain, fog, snow?
Weather.
Well, of course, my father's passed. He passed about 5 years ago. So I did think of him a lot today. The biggest thing last week, took the puppy in for her yearly visit. Get her shots all up to date. Now the rabies shots every 3 years, which is kind of cool. But she had a lump on her side that I was concerned about last year, and the vet said, oh, it's nothing to be concerned about. Saw a different vet, same veterinarian hospital, but a different vet, and he said, oh, I don't like the way this feels. Mm. So come Thursday, she got the lump removed. I got the billfold emptied.
Wow.
But she's worth it, and everything's okay. It's not cancer, so...
So the first doctor was right, but the second doctor, yeah.
It had grown in a year, and...
Oh, okay.
So, she has a 5.5-inch incision from her backbone to under her leg. Of course, being a Chihuahua, that pretty
yeah,
she's
much... tiny already, yeah.
Yeah. She weighed in at 7.5 pounds when she went in for her visit. So... That was my week.
Is she back to her normal self today?
She pretty much was Friday night. She's, as long as I keep her on her medicines, they've got her on an antihistamine because she was having a sneezing problem. which this morning I kind of slept in and she didn't get her medicine quite on time. And she started scratching at it with her back foot. But as soon as I got her back on the antihistamine and her pain medicine, she's left it alone. So I just need to be more on time with her meds. So she's still kind of a little groggy, so that's okay. It just makes her take it easy for it, because they don't want her jumping around.
Mm-hmm.
But she does now use her steps and jump off the bed, so at least she's back to doing that. I'm done.
And I think, Robert, don't we get rabies shots every 3 years too? As well?
Not exactly. We do get tested. And they'll shoot us again if we have to. But we already took our series.
That would be a good story idea. You like have like exterminators who become like rabid. And they start like eating the animals that they try and kill or something.
Ooh.
No. Although some of the stuff I do eat, the mixed stuff that I eat isn't necessarily.
Tell me more, Robert.
Much. Wait a minute.
Okay. So. Well, let's get to everybody's favorite segment. Okay, Becky, we'll start with you. Surprise!
Surprise! Cherry Pie would be the dog's okay. It's really, really crazy, but I have gotten attached to her in the 5 years I've had her. And thankfully I had the money to pay the bill for the vet. And weather sucks. I finally got the yard mowed. I waited till about 7 o'clock tonight. 6:30, I guess it was, trying to get the cool temperature, but it's been raining so much. It's like, okay, and they've got it scheduled every day this week. We're supposed to see
how
rain.
Hot is it there now for you guys?
I think it got up to 91 today.
Yeah.
Which the temp itself is not terrible, mm-hmm. but the humidity,
yeah,
oh god, it's just so thick.
Did you find very many mosquitoes at the state?
No, none at all.
That's cool.
Now, yesterday, on Saturday, my daughter appeared in a low-budget horror movie, or I should say a no-budget horror movie.
Oh, uh-huh.
And she got just chewed up by the mosquitoes.
Let the plane land.
She is sensitive to things like off and bug sprays. And she's got 57 bites all over her.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I said, you gotta put something on you. You can't get bit like
that. Yeah, you gotta watch for those, like, diseases that they carry, too.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a thing that I saw that if you put Bounce dryer sheets, of course, scented Bounce dryer sheets, in your pockets.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to help keep the mosquitoes away.
Huh.
And then they have those wristbands you can buy that are citronella.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So she's got some options that, and she could still stay away from the harmful. For some reason, with citronella in them, now citronella, when I have my candle going, my sister starts sneezing and coughing. She can't be around it.
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
Yeah. But the Bounce sheets, I've tried it because they seem to like my blood, and I get bit a lot. Now, my sister, not. And my mom, neither one, but my dad and I both, the mosquitoes wore us out.
Mm. Yeah, I get that problem, too. Tastes like chicken.
Smell like fish, okay. Taste like chicken. That's pretty much...
What? Smell like fish?
That's pretty much my... Cherry pie, yeah.
How about a cow pie?
Cow pie. Nope, can't think of any.
Hey, that's a good week. All right, Elisa, how about you?
Cherry pie. I guess I said goodbye to Hollywood today. I went for the last time and just fucked around Hollywood and went to Hollywood Boulevard and walked all around and heard tourists say really stupid things, which was always fun. And went to my special secret private place in Hollywood. And if I told you where it was, it wouldn't be secret or private anymore. But that was a nice way to sort of say.
Yeah, but you're leaving, so.
Yeah, that was it was a nice little goodbye. I guess that was kind of nice. And I guess my cow pie is that work has just been absolutely fucking insane for some reason. It's the same amount of work, but people don't know what deadlines are except for me. So it's kind of been stressful for me because I'm having to rush at the last minute. And I'm also just experiencing fun summer depression. Yes, you can get that. If it gets hot, I get depressed. So it's really fun. So I guess unfortunately my cow pie is outweigh my cherry, but hopefully that'll change this week.
Okay. How about you, Robert?
Let's see. On the cow range, well, I spent a good 8 hours this weekend on someone's roof helping them out.
Oh, heck.
Yeah, they were putting up a metal roof.
Mm-hmm.
But a long time ago, this particular person let me stay rent-free for 3 years, so... He didn't even ask. So I went over there and did it because, well, I figured...
That's the kind of person you are.
Well, and I started with the first 7, and I didn't do the math to add the 8th. But he said, thanks a lot, that's great. And I said, the way I figure it, it's not a great place. If we went $300 a month and we divvied that up for the 7 hours here, you... paid me about $1,543 an hour. So...
Wow.
So, I like math, I guess. I don't know.
Yes, must be.
So...
Yeah, now he's going to think about that the next project that comes up.
Uh-huh. No, actually, it's done. He done paid me. My guilt is done and over with. And, He put that roof on it because he'd be dead before that one actually needed to get done again. So, so I'm glad that's done, and that is neat. Father's Day went. That was cool. Not too much happened. Talked to my father. Hung out with them for a while. I went to a party. It was cool. Not as cool as maybe we were hoping. But met some people, hung out, found out what fondue was, and it doesn't suck as much as you think.
No, it's fondue.
Fondue's fun.
Pretty awesome, actually. It didn't look awesome. They had meat and cheese, and they had chocolate and a whole bunch of fruits, and it was really good.
Did you have the cheese or the chocolate fondue?
I tried both.
Okay.
A lot of both. And then we kind of left halfway, and then I played Guitar Hero. I did the singer next door at a friend's house for another hour, and I went back, said goodbye, got some more fondue, and went home.
You can't really have fondue for the road, can you?
I asked, and she said okay. So
you need a little sort of a cigarette plug-in thing for the fondue pot in your car.
Actually, she had these little bread, mm-hmm. You know, this kind of seasoned bread. So I just stuck the shit right on top of that. So. maybe it was bad form, but it was awesome. So I think I'll forgive myself. That's pretty much it for me. Not that interesting this week.
Okay. God, I wish we had somebody else. I don't necessarily have a cherry pie this week. I got one test over with. Pretty sure I flunked it, but it's over with. I got a copy of Alan Wake. I'm looking forward to trying that sometime next year, whenever I get around to it.
Yeah.
I've heard that's an awesome game. My cow pie is that I finally got the same boxes that... Becky was talking about last week.
Oh.
The landlord came and knocked on the door and said, hey, can you help me install these? Which meant, can you go install these everywhere?
Uh-huh.
So I didn't do the main one. But that one goes to the guy downstairs who actually pays the bill. So, but I hooked all the others up. And wouldn't you know it, they seem to work everywhere but my place.
Oh, oh no.
Yeah, it doesn't work worth shit here. And I spent all day Saturday trying. I think I'm going to be TV free for a while.
Oh.
Piss on it. Hmm. And fortunately, I'm tired enough tonight that it's not going to matter.
Peace on it.
So that's about all I've got for cherry pie or cow pie. Mm. Not a great week, but not a horrible one either. I really hope we don't get all the storms next week like they're saying we're supposed to get.
I agree. They are. That sounds awful.
Like every day of the week. A thunderstorm.
So when you have thunderstorms, is it still really hot? Like it's hot, but it's rainy?
Normally it cools down quite a bit.
Okay.
Normally. Oh, I grabbed the wrong thing. Excuse me.
We're
not ready for that. We're ready for listener feedback, which...
We have some?
We have one. I didn't get around to checking the emails. So if we have one in there, we'll get it next week. But we do have a voicemail.
Hey, Dane, it's Mark here.
Hey, Mark.
Howdy.
Sorry to call last week. My iPod keeps freezing up my iTunes, and I've got about 45 episodes of
scrap. Scrap.
Anyway, I heard that you are doing a...
He does listen.
...in July. I'll try sending an email, but if you pick my idea, I'd like maybe to do this James Belushi movie that I talked about before called Retroactive. It's kind of a time travel movie. I consider it a better movie than what you guys normally do.
I like it.
Not Thank
that,
you.
Maybe the Phantom of the Paradise.
But no.
If anybody else calls in and gives better ideas, I know Mikey has some good ideas. And
so do you, Mark?
I still got some more stuff to listen to. When I catch up, I will call you back. May your week be filled with cherry pie. Take care, everybody.
Bye, Mark.
Well, bye, Mark.
The only good thing about Phantom of the Paradise is Jessica Harper. The rest of it just blows chunks.
Of what?
Of horror and horribleness.
How was It's Alive 3?
I loved it. I loved it with a spoon. Michael Moriarty.
That sounds awesome.
He is fucking hilarious in this. There are so many parts. That sea shanty, when he broke into a song on the boat, I was freaking out. It was just that. And then in the shoe store, oh my God. He is awesome. It was awesome. It was, I can't stand
but
how awesome
Do you agree
it's.
That movie goes off the deep end?
Of course, but that's the fun part about it. It's like Reanimator and Bride of Reanimator. It's like totally different. But he went over the top mostly because, he was so upset that his child was a monster. But I mean, the way that he played it was just hilarious. I mean, I don't think anybody else could get away with being that absolutely fucking bizarre through a whole movie. But I thought it was great.
And the giant babies.
The giant babies.
Well, what else would you call them?
They were children. They were 5-year-old children. But I mean, that was pretty.
That were having babies of their own.
Okay, well, I felt like I had taken 3 extra strength tabs of LSD, because the whole movie was just it was just insane. But it was insane in the best way possible. And I've actually seen more Larry Cohen's. I just saw God Told Me To, another Larry Cohen. Fan-fucking-tastic. That man is awesome. I'll watch any movie he does now.
Okay. I keep forgetting to bring this up, but I saw the strangest thing coming back from Turkey Run today. We passed a billboard that had 2 photos of a young man, one as a toddler, a small child, and one which I assume was his high school graduation picture. And it said, "Congratulations, Raven. Class of 2010.
Uh-huh.
Well, one, naming your son Raven is a little out there to begin with.
Well, there is that.
But putting up a freaking billboard?
Yeah.
I mean, is it just me, or is that a little arrogant?
That's probably the only time he's ever going to graduate from anything, though, and the parents want to milk that fact.
I mean, I understand being proud of your child getting through high school, but putting up a freaking billboard?
Yeah, that's a...
That's...
Is he rich? Is the kid, do we, like, is he part of a prominent family?
I would assume they must be, because one, they didn't put his last name on there.
Oh, okay.
Just Raven.
Right, yeah. Raven.
Yeah, you know that guy's a douche.
Yeah. Well, what kid called Raven is not a douche? He doesn't grow up to be a douche.
And doesn't that seem like more of a girl's name than a boy's name?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a stripper's name. Come on.
I knew a kid whose first name was Kid.
Kid? That's not bad. Was it like a... Oh, well, it's probably a family name, right?
You got me. I think he just had redneck, white trash parents.
Oh,
maybe
that,
somebody
that
didn't want to have
sound,
to
that. That sounds like a, you know, like calling your kid, like, you know, Smithy or... Well, like Madison, but I hate that name, Madison. But I mean, like Kid, K-I-D-D sounds like a last name that, you know, you'd call your kid.
Kid.
To continue on the family name, but if it's not, then that would be super white trash.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
Okay.
And no, he did not go on to become Kid Rock. So.
Yeah, he dropped the D, the one D.
So. We were talking about Mark's... is anybody familiar with this Christmas in July pick he's got?
The James
Retroactive.
No. I've never even heard of it.
No, I haven't either. If it is available on Netflix, we'll do it. If not, I don't know. We'll have to see if we can find some other source. But personally, I'm not very good at that. So I'm not. I'm not good at anything anymore.
Listen to you.
Your kids love you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you suck.
Yeah, I thought they did till. Oh, good lord! That, I mean, Robert, you and Becky have both been there, right?
Yes.
That is just up and down and up and down. Oh god.
Sounds
and
fun.
And it's not a good up and down. Yes. Ooh, baby, tell me more.
Up and down, up and down. Okay,
and down.
I'm with you so far.
Yeah, I know.
I understand why you're exhausted.
It is absolutely gorgeous. And we kind of mocked this other family that went by because we ended up walking in the water. There's some places where...
But you walk on top, right?
I just, yeah, of course I do. You just can't help but walk through the water. And it's not like it's deep or anything, but it does get your shoes soaked.
Mm.
This guy was yelling at his kids, don't walk in the water. That's how you get blisters.
Blisters?
Have you ever heard that?
Yes.
Vaguely, yeah. I would think it'd be more like dysentery or something, like something in the like mosquito range where you get wet and then you have mosquitoes around. So.
I would assume most adults just told kids whatever the hell it was they needed them to say so that they wouldn't do.
This is true.
What? You were in the military. Didn't they tell you to keep your feet dry?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they
did. Yeah, that's because you're not going to have an option to change in a few hours.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's to keep your feet from blistering and getting sores.
Well, it could be. But we walked creeks all our life.
Right.
In shoes.
It's going to take more than... I mean, just, like you said, it sounds like this guy was just a little bit anal.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, there was something funny. The punch bowl, do you guys remember that? It's a small waterfall. It's only about 10 feet high.
Uh-huh.
These kids had somehow climbed up in it, and this fat kid had shoved his ass where the water comes out and was blocking it so it was a small trickle.
Oh, my God.
And he would wait, and they would egg other little kids to stand under the waterfall. Hey, wash your hands in that. Feel the water. It's warm or something like that. And as soon as they got close, he'd move, and then this whole torrent of water would drench him. So it was funny. I felt like getting
Chuck.
It. I was so freaking hot. Chuck? What?
I said, unless it was your child.
Oh. None of mine would do that.
Mm.
Although one of them did think he could leap a little further than he actually did. Splat. So. All right, fun time. Let's move on to our feature presentation.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hi, I'm Rob Reiner. I've just directed my first feature film for Embassy Pictures. It's called Spinal Tap. It's a comedy about a British rock and roll band. I'd love to show you a clip, but as you can see, we're still editing here. I know I should show you something, and I found this piece of film lying around the editing room. It's not from my picture, but I think you'll find it interesting and quite informative.
The call of the Alpenhorn echoes across the Danskin Peninsula, part of Denmark's cheese belt, signaling to all those with nothing better to do the start of Scandinavia's happiest tradition, the Chelgenfjost, or Cheese Festival, or Jurgenbelk. Cross-country cheese rolling, requiring years of experience to handle these 100-pound wheels of Edam. The four-century history of this challenging spectacle has seen only one serious accident, when a spectator was fatally crushed by a runaway Gouda. There are displays of amazing artistic skill, like cheese blowing. And just
who wants to blow some cheese?
An answer to the age-old question, are you putting cheese in your pants, or are you just glad to see me? The winner! And as the jubilant day fades into another suicide-filled Scandinavian evening, the festival goers crown the king and queen, truly the royalty of cheese.
Now, you understand, my film is nothing like this. My film is a comedy. It's about rock and roll. There's no cheese. Well, you'll see for yourself. What do you think? Maybe I shouldn't have shown him the cheese thing.
Don't worry about it. You can always cut the cheese.
Right.
Ha 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 ha.
That has got to be probably the worst trailer I've ever seen in my life. But that's the actual trailer for the movie.
I didn't know that. I've never heard that before.
No. I'm sure they've got another one that hopefully shows something about the movie, but this was one of them, and it's... That is bad. It's a big setup for, you can always cut the cheese later.
Though. Yeah.
So... Lisa, this was kind of your pick.
It was?
Well...
I thought it was a... I just suggested it, but sure.
Okay, well, who wants to...
So you suggested
it. Who wants to synopsize this?
Okay.
Open. Anybody. Anybody. Bueller? Bueller?
Essentially the story of a fictional rock band, Spinal Tap, and their rise to fame and glory. And essentially it's based on a lot of... real rock bands, including Pink Floyd and, what is it, Black Sabbath.
Uh-huh.
They are affectionately known as England's loudest band.
Mm. And they keep losing drummers.
They're having a comeback tour.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And I think the name of the album is Smell the Glove?
Yeah.
And throughout the story, they're playing smaller and smaller venues. I think the final one is on an Air Force base with maybe 100 people who leave. It's sad.
And their props keep getting smaller and smaller, too.
Yeah. They start off with this giant horned skull, and then they get the awesome Stonehenge, which is...
Mm-hmm.
18 inches. This was my first time seeing this film.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was fun. It felt to me like it was a skit movie, that there were a bunch of minor skits all thrown together to do a big movie. There are parts that definitely drag in this.
Really?
They don't seem to have a point to them.
Well, I think it's based on a lot of, like, if you know, like, the band's history, they're sort of parodying, it's funnier. Like, I mean, especially the 60s stuff is so close to, like, Pink Floyd and stuff like that, and, like, listen to the flower, like, the songs themselves, again, written, I think they were written by Christopher Guest and Michael McKean and everything, and again, like the Ruddles, the songs are brilliant. The songs are great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to go out to one of those songs tonight.
Love Juice?
I hope it's Big Bottoms.
Well, you'll find out.
My favorite one.
It'll be a surprise.
That was I saw this movie for the first time when I think I was 8 or 9, and I thought they were a real band. But I thought, because that was my heavy metal phase. I was in a heavy metal phase when I was 9 or 10, or 8 or 9. And it was I loved Spinal Tap, and I loved the movie, and I thought they were all cute and everything, and I just thought it was a very, very clever, funny movie. And I still do.
I like the deadpanness of it. They didn't like wait a beat. They didn't ever say anything like they were trying to get a laugh. It was said way a normal person who is a moron would say something that turns out to be hilarious. My personal favorite is just a little bit the running gag with the drummers. They always die in some bizarre and horrible sort of way.
Yeah, like a gardening accident and all that. Yeah.
Drowned in his own vomit. I think there was a couple of those.
No, it was somebody else's vomit.
They couldn't prove it was his vomit.
They couldn't prove it was his vomit. Yeah, I thought that was great. So.
And the one drummer is sitting in the bathtub being interviewed and says, well, law of averages can't happen to everybody, right? So you might think. Apparently drummers can spontaneously combust.
Yeah.
I guess.
And I think just about everybody has been exposed to the that goes up to 11.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's a funny part. I think my favorite part is when they're playing a smaller venue and they're in the back area waiting to go up front and they can't find their way to the stage.
That's actually from a true story. That's from a true story. I can't
rock
remember.
Rock and roll!
I think it was either Led Zeppelin or Black Sabbath, but I'm pretty sure from what I've heard that actually happened.
Yeah.
And actually, a lot of it that I've heard is that all of those things, even though they sound funny, a lot of them many musicians can relate to because they actually happen. And that's why a lot of musicians, like I've heard so many like musicians and bands and stuff love Spinal Tap.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing, that is so true.
Mm-hmm.
I know from my own experience, I once won tickets to go backstage for a comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
And to get to the waiting room for the performers was a labyrinth. I was like, I could never find my way back out of here sober. But, so, another great part in this is the pod scene.
Yes!
Where the three guitar players are in these pods, and each pod opens up when somebody has a particular part to play. And the first two pods work just fine. Third pod does not open. And the bass player cannot get out. And the bass player happens to be the voice of a bunch of Simpsons kids.
Yes. Yeah.
What's his name?
Harry Shearer.
That's it. Harry Shearer.
And what about the cucumber scene?
Oh my God, no doubt. That's what I was thinking about when they were talking about the cheese. I thought, no, but there's a cucumber in it.
Well, I was going to save that for Beefcake, but okay. Go ahead, Becky. Do your Beefcake spiel here.
Okay. Well, of course, they do the typical rock and roll star camera up the crotch shots, you know, and I start laughing, and you said, oh, you noticed that, huh? Because the hairy face, thick mustache guy,
Derek Smalls.
Derek has a package you can see very well in his pants. Well, they go to the airport, and he keeps setting off the metal detector. So he reaches in his pocket, takes some stuff out. And finally, the third time,
they wave the wand on him.
Yeah, they get the wand out, and they come down to his crotch area, and beep, 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 beep. So they said, do you have anything metal in there? And he walks over and he pulls a cucumber out wrapped in aluminum foil. First thing JR says is, why is it wrapped in foil?
Yeah.
Not why did he have, you know, why is it wrapped in foil?
That he understands. The foil, not so much.
But, you know, and Beefcake, I mean, here they are in their little tight pants, and I mean they're rock and roll, and I personally thought Derek was kind of cute. So
I liked, when I was a kid, I really liked the lead singer guy, whatever the heck his name was.
Lenny.
Oh yeah, I always liked Lenny. I liked Twiggy better, if you had to pick between Lenny and Squiggy. So.
Hello.
Oh my god, he was so cute. I had such a big crush. I've always liked the weird little dudes. I mean, give me a fucking...
Yeah, okay. You had a crush on Squiggy.
I did! He was so cute! I've always liked the little weird dudes.
You must, because I'll bet you there aren't 100 people in the world that had a crush on Squiggy.
I don't believe that. I think Squiggy had a following.
Did you like Steve Buscemi?
Yeah, I like... Actually, one of my friends is, like, totally obsessed with him, and she thinks he's so hot. He's actually... He was really cute in one of these. I can't remember what movie it was, but I like Steve Buscemi to a point, but not, like, big-time think he's, like, super attractive, but he's kind of cute.
Oh, my God. He is the ugliest fucking man I've ever seen in my life. I appreciate his talent and his acting. I like watching him. But he is an ugly fucking dude. There's no way around it.
Well, see, there's...
Come on.
Like I said, if you're... What did I say? If you're hilarious, weird, and, like, charming, I'm attracted to you.
Oh, my God. What was it that they said in Weird Science? You, those two dorks couldn't get laid in a morgue.
Funny and disturbing.
So how does this movie end up? They play that final concert.
Well, can we talk about just the cameos for a minute? The cameos are fantastic.
Yeah, go. Oh, go yeah. For it.
Dana Carvey, I think this was either his first movie or one of his first movies. Billy Crystal was in it. Fran Drescher. I mean, everybody. And you just see them in the blink of an eye that it's not like, oh, my God. It's just like so small that you're like, hey, was that kind of thing? So I love that part of it.
Well, I thought Fran was pretty easy to pick out, so was Billy Crystal. Mm-hmm. Dana Carvey, I had no clue that was
I think that was his first movie, now that I think about it. That was before he was Dana Carvey, you know.
If Turd Ferguson hadn't looked it up on his laptop, we wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it seems to me like there was one more, but I can't think of who it was.
There was a lot of them. It was
Paul Schaefer.
Yeah, Paul Schaefer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And you know what? Part of the joke was he kept saying what his name is, and now I can't remember his damn name.
Oh, he was kind of cute in that, because he was the manager guy, wasn't he? Yeah.
It was almost like F-U... Oh, what was his name?
And he said it like 30 times in that one scene, over and over again.
Artie Fufkin.
Yeah, Fufkin.
And doesn't that sound so much like that Simpsons character that Lovis played? Artie something. Remember that?
I don't know. There's been so many.
No, you remember the one that dated Marge?
Yeah, and voiced by, is it John Lovis?
John Lovis, yeah. Please don't tell others about my busy hands.
Yeah.
There were a lot of faces that would pop up and we'd go, oh!
Yeah.
That's so-and-so.
Yeah.
I remember Fred from the...
Fred Willard.
Yeah.
He's in a lot of... I don't know, the Christopher Guest movies, I don't know if you guys have seen any other ones, but some of the other ones that are more... Actually, we should have done a mockumentary month of those because there's one called Best in Show. I don't know if you've seen that. That is brilliant. It's all about dog shows, and it's fucking hilarious. And there's one called A Mighty Wind, which I loved. It's all about folk music, and it's essentially Spinal Tap with folk music. And they're both of them are fantastic, but A Mighty Wind especially is really, really fun. And it's always, he always uses Fred, what's his name, Fred Willard in the movies. And Fred Willard plays a commentator in Best in Show, and he's absolutely hilarious.
Now... Final, go ahead, Becky.
The Nigel, the third member of the group.
Christopher Guest.
Yeah, he's married to Jamie Lee Curtis. That.
Oh.
Heard.
And he's a baron or something
like
that. Yeah,
an official baron.
Hmm. We're probably saying that wrong, but.
Baron.
Well, no. I mean, we may have the wrong title, but he inherited an official title, yeah.
From his father, yeah.
Spinal Tap has its own Yoko Ono.
I thought it was more of a Linda McCartney.
McCartney. Yeah, but she came along long after the Beatles broke up.
Oh, okay.
Definitely
she?
Yoko.
Paul was married to the one chick forever, and I think they got along.
Mm.
She was even in the band. Yoko fucked everything up.
She did not.
Yeah, she did.
John fell in love with her, and they had this beautiful love together, and everybody else in Paul was kind of jealous, and I think there was a little something going on between the two of them.
They were effing stoned all the time. But she really wants to run things. And there's a big argument between mainly her and their manager at the time. The manager quits.
Right.
She takes over, and things even go downhill faster.
Mm-hmm.
And they end up playing the Air Force Base, and Christopher Guest's character quits the band.
Mm-hmm.
And they pretty much reach their low point when they find out one of their songs is a major hit in Japan.
That's right. That's right.
So they get back together, and they start touring Japan.
Hmm.
Whatever works for you.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened to David Hasselhoff. I mean, he's huge in Japan.
Hmm.
No, Germany.
Germany, thank you.
Yeah, he's huge in Germany.
That's weird.
They love the Hoff.
Okay. Mm.
So, Becky, we've already done your beefcake. I'm sorry you didn't get your sound.
Right.
Beefcake,
ready for your poem?
Sure, why the hell not?
Well, let me get your... I always forget which one it is.
It's a little more random than usual.
Okay, I'll get it here in a second. I'm just slow today. Here you go.
And now it's time for Random Thoughts Congealed into Potluck Poetry by Robert.
Spinal Tap, mock you fun, insanity at a dead run. Every band in the 80s, more or less. You think they're crazier than the real thing? Not my guess. I will never be famous, and that is a bummer, but better than being one of their fucking drummers. Sure, these guys sing of hell, not heaven, and the instruments go to 11. But watch the show, give it a shot. Eat the cucumber? I think not. And that is it.
That was a good one.
Woo-hoo! Good job.
Well, thank you.
I would like to know why he wrapped the cucumber in aluminum foil.
Maybe he was going to cook it later.
You know, well, aluminum foil, it keeps it fresh, I guess, because it's a cucumber.
Oh,
well, that's what I was going to say. If you've ever had a cucumber in your refrigerator, when they've been around a while, they get limp and soggy.
Oh, he doesn't want to go bad in his crotch.
He doesn't want to go limp and soggy.
Yeah.
Every man...
It's not exactly the crisper, that's all. Go ahead.
No, that's okay.
Every man
hates to go limp and soggy, you know? Hey.
Absolutely. Well, there's a few times...
I think the women hate that more than the men do.
There's a few times you don't want to go full mast, you know?
Yeah, that's true, too.
So.
Uh-huh.
Tintage.
All right, so how are we going to rate this thing?
I liked it.
Robert?
I never remember the thing. I would say rent it, buy it if you can find it, sure.
Okay. Becky?
I would say Netflix rented. I'm not sure I would pay any money, but I did enjoy it. I'd never seen it before.
I wouldn't pay a lot of money. Buy it used.
Yeah, if you find it at Walmart for like $5, and I mean, there are some editions that have like shitloads of extras, that would be fun, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I think it's worth a rental.
One of my friends actually saw them in concert.
They tour a little bit.
Yeah, they still tour.
So.
Well, she's in England, too, so they toured there, and she said it was great.
I would do that, actually. I would go to a Spinal Tap concert.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. And you, Elisa?
Here, bitch.
I would definitely... I'd probably buy it if it were cheap and it had, like, nice extras, but I definitely watch it. Like, I've seen it a couple times that I enjoyed it every time. That, you know, it's a fun movie.
Yeah, it was fun. This was my first viewing, and I wasn't overly bored.
Mm-hmm.
which it, no, that, there I'm speaking on the time frame that it was made and the fact that it's not an action piece.
No.
So it's, you know, it's not real fast moving, but there are enough jokes in there that I think you can enjoy it.
Yeah, a lot of the scenes are set up where they're going to be boring and it is hard to focus, but if you wait for the tidbits, they generally are worth it. Not every single time, but they're generally worth it.
Yep. Okay, next week we're going to be doing Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon.
I'll bring that in tomorrow.
Yeah, I hope you do.
I hope so, too.
And I wanted to mention, I've been watching The Survivors, which is the British post-apocalyptic series.
How is it?
I've enjoyed it. It's different. I've heard a lot of people say that the earlier version was much better. I'm going to watch that later on. But this one, I've enjoyed it. Six episodes, though. Good God. Fucking make a full season, people. I'm sick of these six-episode seasons.
Well, it's a British program, though. I think that's, like, their half season, isn't it?
Yeah, what? They watch way too much fucking soccer over or something over there. That's why they can't have real TV, because a fucking 9-hour soccer matches that ended in a 1-1 tie.
Tangent? Anyone? Anyone?
Yeah, I'm like, okay then. All right then. Yeah.
Have any of you tried to watch a soccer match?
No.
I don't even want to bother.
I could say the same shit about most sports, but no, you'd start bitching. Or let's say NASCAR, but no.
Oh, no. God, no. You only need to watch the first 5 minutes and the last 5 minutes of NASCAR.
I hear there's possible nudity in the crowd. Beyond that, I think I'll just skip it. In fact, I'm not sure it's going to be worth going because, you know, I can see nudity in other places where I don't.
And I'm telling you, Robert, even in your mind, professional football and basketball blows away soccer.
Okay.
I don't understand how these crowds get so worked up about it. The Simpsons had the best parody ever of it. But anyway, I was talking about, yeah, it got me off a damn tangent. I lost my train of thought. The Survivor. The final episode is actually really good. That they ratchet up the tension quite well in it. So I'm looking forward to the next season if it's out there.
Oh, by the way, finished off Red Dead Redemption. A bit of a downer.
About time. Yeah. Okay. Off the air, we'll have to talk about
that. Okay. So sounds fine.
Like I said, next week we're doing the Rise of Leslie Vernon, Behind the Mask.
Wah-ha-ha.
We will see you in seven.
Seven and seven.
Next week.
We love you.
Happy Father's Day.
In a gay way.
Merry Christmas. Oh, I mean. Christmas in July, just around the corner.
Oh, right.
6-4.
Trying to raise some hard love. I looked up bitch school. Yes, that's not so awful.
Okay.
You know, for Christmas in July, you should have done Christmas with the Devil.
Sex bomb woman.
I'm gonna whore you down. So they're subtle.
Closing down your barn door.
Yeah, you sing it. They know what I need. What do you need? Waking up a hot sweater.
Crouching in your pee pad. What the fuck does that mean?
Nothing would be my guess. No!
I like Big Bottoms better.
That's pretty good.
That's it.